This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The United States announced Friday that it is pulling back from a decades-old treaty that banned an entire class of nuclear weapons. But as AP's Warren Levinson reports, withdrawing from the treaty might backfire.
Kingston Reef of the Arms Control Association says the president is right when he says Russia has been violating the INF treaty, but withdrawing from it rewards Moscow's misbehavior.
I think Russia would certainly prefer that the United States withdraw so that Russia could place the blame for the treaty's demise at the feet of the United States.
Reef concedes persuading the Russians to come back into compliance is a long shot, but he contends there are diplomatic and even military tools available that the Trump administration is declining to use. The result, a possible renewed missile race in Europe that leaves everyone less safe. I'm Warren Levinson.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has called on all nations to recognize Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's legitimate president. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, Pence made the call while speaking to Venezuelan exiles and community leaders in Miami.
Pence met near Miami with people who were forced to get out of Venezuela.
There are many lives in danger, and the problems that were bad then are worse now.
Later, Pence talked about the transition to opposition leader Juan Guaido.
All options are on the table.
The vice president said this is no time for dialogue. It's time to end the Maduro regime.
And Nicolas Maduro would do well not to test the resolve of the United States of America.
Pence says he hopes economic pressures can bring out a peaceful transition in Venezuela. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Donald